Skippy the Buzz. How our looks get better when the lights go off.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Skippy the Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. This is our second hour, right? Let's give a little bit of that, huh? All right? That's for Raquel.
I'm doing the X-Files. Okay.
Oh, boy. You're tuned to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour now, along with Larry Dial. Good morning, Larry. And John Conrad, our producer screener. Number is 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And our sponsors today are Computer Renaissance with two area locations, one at the Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary and the other at North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall on 6th Crossroad.
Yes.
And by Mindspring, you can reach them at 888-MSpring or on the web at www.mindspring.com. Okay?
I wrote it down.
Okay. Fine. As long as you know who they are, you know, that's all I care.
Okay.
That's all that matters. And on the phone, we have with us Michael Gonzo.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Senior strategist. I'm going to have to go to the dentist after I say that again. Senior strategist, worldwide marketing, consumer printer division of Lexmark International.
That's right.
What a title.
All right. Can you get out of the door now after I say that? Good morning.
Hey, I'm in marketing. I'm lucky if I can find the door.
See, I told you he was in marketing.
And you're calling from Lexington, Kentucky.
That's right, the heart of the bluegrass.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't your team beat Duke or something? We don't like you people. I forgot all about that. All
right. Hey, Larry is speaking for himself.
I'm just a Duke fan. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lexmark, I mean, are you guys still part of IBM?
No, we used to be, but about 7 years ago we spun off and we're now our own organization. Doing very, very well. We're the fastest growing printer company in the world.
And I believe it because I've seen them all over, and I know why I see them all over, why people are using it, because they're great great printers. It's amazing.
We've been very pleased with the new products that we've come out with. We've done a lot of breakthrough technology in the last couple of years, and it's a great organization to work with.
What do most consumers out there are looking when they're looking for a home printer these days?
Well, they're looking for something that has flexibility. If you take a look at the customers today, they range from families who are just buying their first PC to folks who've been working with PCs for a number of years, and they may have a home business. They may also have just needs at home. They want to type letters or do pictures. Digital photography is catching on pretty strong.
Right.
And we offer a great line of products that can meet all their needs.
And I still don't know how you sell it for that kind of price. I mean, this is way too cheap.
Well, one of the things that we've learned over time is that you really have to pay attention to the basics and the fundamentals, and we focus very strongly on those. That's one of the reasons that we're able to be so successful out on the street today.
And the newest printer is the 5700.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be used also for businesses?
It sure can. It was designed with the small office, home office in mind, as well as being a great printer for a family.
Like, what are some of the features?
Well, some of the things that we have going is it's very, very easy to use. We've learned through paying attention to our customer that most people, for some reason, don't want to become computer jockeys. They want to be able to load up their printer with paper and print whatever they want to. So we've made sure we've done that. Another thing we've done is we've included great paper handling. It's virtually jam-proof, and we use what we call the AccuFeed system. Now, we've borrowed that from our Opto line of laser printers, and basically you can put just about anything through there, and it will feed and print on it.
Wow.
That's a pretty neat feature.
Yeah, and I've got to admit one thing here, Gonzo. I promised Stephanie, I mean, I do have the 5700.
Mm-hmm.
And I promised her yesterday that I will open it and I will try it. I didn't have a chance to open and try it yet. And I told her that I'll do it before the interview. Yeah, Larry wants to try tomorrow, but yeah. I may just go home today and I'll do it because I want to see if this is really. I mean, how can things be easier than the 7,000, which is what I use? I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. I promise I'll do it, and you can tell her that I didn't do it. She'll probably hear the tape though.
Well, very good.
What are some of the benefits of the 5700 to consumers that they don't get with other printers?
Well, we have extremely high-quality color printing at a very affordable price. We have up to 1200 by 1200 DPI resolution, which is 38% higher than anybody else that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
It gives absolutely vivid, beautiful, gorgeous pictures. It gives super sharp black text that you can't tell from a laser printer.
And I know what you're talking about, the pictures. I mean, the first time when I got the 7000 and I opened it and I saw that picture of the girl with the straw hat,
mm-hmm.
Everybody that saw it just went, oh, you know, I mean, how can you get such detail from a desk jet? I call it desk jet. Is that right?
Well,
inkjet.
Yeah, the Hewlett Packards are desk jet.
And true, it is amazing as far as photograph quality.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to use special paper to get the photograph quality, right?
No, not necessarily so. We know that customers are more than likely to go use paper out of their copier. So we wanted to make sure, and we put this in as part of the design specs,
mm-hmm.
that it would be able to offer outstanding quality on plain paper. Now, if you decide that you want to use photo paper or other types of high-grade paper, the results are just absolutely stunning. But it does a super job just on plain paper.
What other color? Wait a second, Larry wants to.
No, I just wanted to ask.
Gonzo.
I know Gonzo. It's the name of my company. I can't believe. Do you know Hunter Thompson?
Yes.
Is that where you got your name?
Yes, I picked up this name in college. I used to have keys to the computer lab and would lock myself in over the weekend to get papers done.
One of the things about color printers that people talk about a lot are the cost of the cartridges to refill. What are you guys working on? I don't know what the yours cost. I haven't used one. I'm going to mm-hmm. try this one. Are you trying hard to keep those costs down?
Well, we're trying always to keep those costs down, but we like to think of it in this way, that the customer wants to get good quality. Nobody wants to show something that doesn't look its best.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have focused very strongly on offering great quality, and as far as pricing, we're competitive with anyone on the market for our cartridges.
So what does a cartridge cost? Let's just be blunt.
To be blunt, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because I have one of your competitors' products at home, and I know what those cost, and they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you cost? What's suggested manufacturer's retail for a color cartridge?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the MSRP, as it used to be called, is really kind of worthless.
Right.
The big thing out there nowadays is what the average street price is, or ASP.
Right.
And it's somewhere between 32 and 35.
Okay. And that is, in fact, exactly what your competitor charges. So.
It's the same kind of technology, I'm sure, that as far as filling it and all that.
Well, actually, we've done quite a bit of research and have quite a number of breakthroughs on our printhead design. We have an excimer laser-crafted printhead, which is pretty cool stuff. We actually manufacture the elements here on site, and it's quite a breakthrough. I've been in this industry for almost 20 years now, and this is really cool stuff.
That's right. The printhead is in the cartridge. There are some of them that are not in the cartridge, right?
That's correct. And, you know, it's an interesting way of doing things. We like to think that, or make the analogy that with our system, it's like going to Jiffy Lube when you get your oil change.
Right.
Except instead of just getting your oil change, they put a new motor in there for you, too.
Yeah. That's right. Every time you change the cartridge, you get a new printhead.
So
that's the part of the printer that goes first.
Yeah, well, that makes the price of the cartridge more of a value.
A little bit, and it's more expensive because of that, too, probably.
Well, it's a little bit more expensive, but if you take an idea and look at it, that if you've ever had a print element go out, or one of the little nozzles, and you can see it, folks, or if you've had a dot matrix printer that's lost one of the pins,
right,
it just stands out and jumps out at you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's not acceptable to people who want to send letters or our business customers who want to send out proposals. It's got to look perfect. This way you're insured you're going to get the best performance every time.
What other color printers from Lexmark can the average person see in the stores, in the superstores or wherever?
Well, we just introduced a new product called the 1100, and it's a great printer for people who are just getting involved in the computer, home computer world, and it's a great second printer. Myself, for example, I have several Rugrats at home, and I much prefer them to use the 1100 because it doesn't tie up my printer at home, so I can work on things without having to fight the kids. And if you've got kids, you know how that goes.
Okay, now just between us quietly, what do you use?
What do I use?
Yeah.
I use a 5700.
Okay.
That's one of the nice things about marketing. You get one of those things right when they come off.
So what you would see today in the stores will be the 5700 and the 1100s?
Right, and we have the 1000 out there that's also a very, very good value. The 1100 is the newest one that we have out there.
What is the prices of, what's the price of a 5700?
Right now it's on the street at $249.
And the 11?
The 1100 has a rebate on it, so after rebate, it's $89.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm
what,
serious.
For a cartridge?
No, for the
entire printer?
Everything.
Wow.
Lock and load.
Jeez. Now, everybody needs to have a color printer now.
Oh, I absolutely
Does it look like the 57 and the other ones that's rounded looks? I mean, the Lexmark have a distinctive look.
Yes, our industrial design, or ID as we call it, has won several awards for being really cool and very ergonomically correct, and it also just looks right, and that's a very, very important thing. If a product looks right, mm-hmm. chances are everyone's done their homework to make sure it works right.
Who sells them around?
Well, you can go to just about any of the retailers, Circuit City, Best Buy, et cetera,
okay.
or if you'd like to, you can visit us at our website at www.lexmark.com.
And find out where, I mean, you don't sell directly to customers.
We do have that ability, but we think that customers like to go to the stores themselves.
The local, yeah.
Yep, see it, touch it, play with it.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe, I don't know, it's maybe a little bit more technical.
Mm-hmm.
And explain to people, the design of one cartridge, color cartridge, doing black or having a second black cartridge?
Okay, that's a good question. If you have a color cartridge and you're doing black, you do what's called a composite black, and it lays down the three colors in that cartridge to produce a black. Now, that's acceptable, but it's not as good as having a true black. Now, our super sharp waterproof black is as black as you can get. It actually has particles in it, not like, but similar to toner, and when it is applied to the paper, it just gives an absolutely beautiful, dead, sharp, black text.
And the black cartridge is cheaper than the color one, right?
Or yes. And it has to do with the number of pages that you can get out of them. The black cartridges, obviously, are printing just black, so all the space inside is filled with black ink. The color cartridges have three colors in them.
Right. And most people will use the printer in black, just black, unless the kids are using it every now and then to produce pictures. So you will probably use the black cartridge faster.
Probably so, but a lot of that depends on how you're printing. It's an interesting thing, at least in this industry, that everyone talks about 5% coverage as the standard. And really, 5% coverage doesn't tell you a whole lot. So if you can imagine a normal one-page business letter, that's roughly the coverage that you get. But we like to also remind people that your mileage may vary. So it depends on how you're going to use the printer and how you create your pages.
Okay. Larry?
Yeah, Michael. The platform.
Gonzo.
Michael Gonzo. what platforms do you guys support?
We support the Windows 3.1, Windows 95, and... I'm having a brain fade here.
Do you support
Windows
NT?
NT? That's it.
What about 98, the new one?
Windows 98 is supported.
Okay.
But both flavors of NT, 3.5.1 and 4.0, as far as you know?
4.0 is supported fully.
Okay. Good.
If people are buying it and they want to know what does it emulate, is there such a thing on it? I mean, like, if you can't find it...
then you set it up as HP ColorJet? I don't know.
Well, if you're installing it in the Windows environment or Windows 95, 98, or NT, we include drivers that will work with any of your software there. If you're still using an old DOS application, as long as you can run it in the Windows DOS box,
right,
you can handle it, no problem.
Okay. Are the drivers available on the website? If somebody loses their drivers, their diskettes?
Of course they are, yes.
Okay. All right, guys.
All righty.
Hey. I thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Go Duke.
This is very, very informative. I'll be in touch. I'll probably want to talk with Stephanie about that new one, and maybe we'll have another interview with you.
Well, great. I sure appreciate the time today, and
sure.
Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And your calls are coming up next right here on 850 The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Our number is, again, 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And that was an interesting
Well, it's amazing. You know, we were talking during the break.
$89 for a color printer.
Yeah, but even more amazing is the $240 price on a printer that is as good as the nearest competitor, which is $200 more.
Yeah.
I mean, the HPs that are out there, I own one. I mean, they're about $400.
Yeah. I guess it's...
I don't know what it is.
The name? I don't know, because it's HP. But the 7000 is amazing.
This is the one you've been using for
some
time.
That's the one I've been using.
Yeah, it is. I've seen your...
And the 57, I promise I'm going to try it today.
He will post us. I'll call him because I'm going to nudge him so that I can try it.
I should have done it yesterday, but I ran into problems with the internet center and didn't have time. Because she told me, she said, you need to try it before you talk to him.
He was a good interview because he knew his stuff. It was nice to talk to people.
You always say, oh, he's marketing. That's what you need on a show like ours.
Well,
I mean,
he was
the technical can come different times.
Yeah, but he knew enough techie stuff that was... I mean, he wasn't your typical suitcase and Pepsi-Cola marketer. I mean, you know, I've been there, done that.
Pepsi-Cola and suitcase and okay, fine.
Fine.
You understand that now you just gave that outfit free airtime.
Oh, well, the suitcase outfit. We haven't made a big deal. John was reminding us, too, you know, that Windows 98 is out this week. That's a big marketing deal.
Who cares?
I mean, you and I don't care, but soon it'll be the... In fact, I think it's the only Windows being sold on... Not the only one, but the other major operating system sold on PCs now. I mean, that 95 is no longer being put on OEMs, right?
Right. Supposedly not. I mean, this thing here, somebody just ordered 6 machines yesterday. And
they want 95 on them.
Yeah, because I asked him, and he said, no, 95.
Yeah.
And I agree. I wouldn't put a new customer with 98 now that we don't know how it's going to work. 95 we know is solid. Larry, please.
We know. Let's just say we know it. We're familiar with its quirks.
It works. Right. It works.
Starting to get that 3-1 feeling
about it. I mean, I've
been
using 98 for how long? About 4 months?
Yeah.
It's been working. I mean, it doesn't do anything special, but it just works. Okay, I tell you what.
They have a phone call.
Helen, good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Yes, good morning. I just turned the show on late, got up a little late this morning, and I heard you talking about a color printer.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear what make or model that was.
Oh, jeez. You missed
20
the
minutes.
Whole 20 minutes that we talked with the guy.
I just heard the last 3 minutes of it.
Shame.
However, the marketing guy that we talked to will be happy to know that we can tell you the name.
Okay.
It's Lexmark.
Lexmark.
Yeah, Lexmark used to be part of IBM.
Uh-huh.
I've been using the 7000, the model 7000, for about a year and a half now, and I love it, and my daughter loves it, and it's a great printer.
Okay.
Their new one is the 5700, which, again, I promise I'm going to try today.
But he's saying,
he's saying that there's even a newer one, the 1100, which after rebate is $89.
Okay.
And that's a color printer.
That's great, because I've been using a Canon 600.
Yeah.
Which I liked, and I just the print head just went on me, so I've been looking for a new printer.
You see, and this is what we were talking about, this printer here. Every time you change the cartridge, you get a new print head.
Oh. It,
the print head is in the cartridge.
It's built into the cartridge.
Yeah, so that's what Gonzo was saying. He said it's like you're going to change your oil and to put the whole new engine in there every time.
Yeah, because I found out what a print head would cost
at
a Canon, and it was, this is actually better to buy than a print head.
That's right, buy a brand new one.
Yeah, you did that. No, this is a great printer, and if it's anything like the 7000, I definitely recommend it.
Okay.
So
well,
it's
I
the
appreciate
Lexmark.
It.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
Thank
it
you very much.
The buzz. And yes. And next time, get up early and listen.
You kids let you sleep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Again, our number is 860-0850, #850. If you're a 360 communication customer, we pay for the call. You in your car,
#850,
and you'll ring right here. Magic. You know,
magic. But keep your hands on the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you put two hands on the phone and pound, you know, hold the phone one and push the other.
And pound,
You don't have any hands on the wheel.
Ooh.
Yes.
So what's this?
So we're talking about the big event of Windows 98, and you're saying it worked for you. And
it works. It didn't crash. It didn't want to work at home when I put it because it did not. It wouldn't recognize the Intel video phone. Camera.
First time. Now, does it?
I never tried it again. You see, that's the whole thing here. What do I use on the other computer at home?
3.1.
Remind me? 3.1. And it works, and it does its job, and I never said, oh, gee, I wish I had 95 here. So there's no reason to jump. If you're playing, and you like to play, fine. You go to the next one, you go to this one, you change back and forth and all that. If you use it for productivity, my case, you just want to work. I just want it to do what I want the computer to do for me. And if 3.1 does it for me, that's all I care. And I will not stick somebody with a 98 today.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll take another week or two. You know, we'll see what people say. Because, again, in the office, what do I do with it? I use Telnet. And I use FTP, and I use Netscape, and I use Microsoft Word, and a couple of other utilities. I mean, I am not really putting 95 to its...
Right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
True. Yeah, you're not using its capabilities.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going to crash and where it's not. Obviously, you used it for what? 2 hours? And you put it away, and you went to
back to NT.
Back to NT. So... personally, I don't know people that are using it and they can say, there's no problem with it. But I don't know either the other way. I don't have anybody that says, forget that. This is worthless.
I mean, my feeling like yours was that it's not a big deal as an upgrade. You don't see a lot of change.
I didn't see any.
And I don't think, there's a few changes.
The only thing I saw the change was the screen rights. I mean, it seems to be faster, and then Emery explained that they're doing direct draw or something like that to the screen, which is faster.
Right.
That's it.
Plus, they're doing, there's a few more utilities, but it really, I don't see a lot of reason to go out and buy the upgrade unless you just want to do it.
But you know that people will.
Of course, they're doing it already.
It's that bug, you know.
Yeah. Buy the
newest. Gotta have the newest thing, yeah, which is fine, you know. And so probably in a couple of months, we're going to have a major fix.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Service pack one.
Yeah. And it's fine, and it'll happen.
Yeah.
860-0850, #850 if you're a 360 communication customer. You are tuned to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz, Yeller.
No, it's just I was telling people now that 98's out, they're almost two-thirds of the way toward a real operating system.
Well, it's supposed to be 100, so it's almost there.
Almost there.
Almost there. Okay.
But you can try Linux.
Uh-huh.
Or Unix.
George, good morning. You on 850 The Buzz.
Morning, Amnon.
Morning.
Question about Windows 98.
What? About what?
About Windows 98.
What's that?
We know about it.
Yeah. No, I never upgraded to 95, so I finally had to make the bite because... everything's sort of migrating to 95/98.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed on the box it said a minimum of 4666.
Right.
I think it'll work with a 50, 4650.
Oh, yeah, it'll work. I know some people that use 95 for the 38640. Yeah, I mean, they said the recommended is not because capable or not capable. It's
okay.
Speed-wise.
Yeah, well,
I mean, the slower machine, it's going to be a dog. I mean, if you're using 3.1 right now and you're going to use 95 or 98 on a 4650, it's going to be so slow that I don't think you're going to like it at all.
Yeah, well, a new motherboard is in the offing, but I haven't quite gotten there yet.
Then wait until then.
Okay.
Yeah, really. You will not be happy.
What does it say about minimum memory?
16.
Yeah, forget about that, too.
Well, I got 32 on the machine.
It wants 32 before it does its thing.
I got 32 meg on the machine.
It will work, but it's going to operate slower, a lot slower than what 3.1 is doing right now.
Okay.
So I don't know that you want to do it. Of course, as always, before you upgrade, make sure you make a backup.
Yes.
And don't.
Two or
don't,
three, actually.
You got him trained well.
Do what?
I like this one.
No, that it's because there is no way to really go, even though they say you can. There's no way to go back to 3.1 with the whatever utility that they have there to uninstall it. It doesn't make a backup.
Yeah, it said that the 3.1 stuff was a better upgrade from 3.1 than 95 was supposedly. I don't know. I haven't tried it, obviously.
I don't know. But, yeah, it's almost like unless you find 95, you're going to have to go to 98. And there's still some people who have 95 on the shelf, and I'm sure that Microsoft is going to take those back maybe and give them 98 instead. I don't know.
It didn't seem to make any sense at this point to go to 95 as long as I needed the, quote, function, unquote.
Right. So, but wait until you get the other motherboard, and by then, who knows, some of the bugs may be already found and fixed.
Okay.
All right, George.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Again, numbers 860-0850, #850 if you're a 360 communication customer. You're tuned to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Larry, what are you looking at me like?
I'm just trying to remember what we were talking about earlier because clearly, of our 7 loyal listeners, 4 are just waking up. And we probably need to tell them some stuff that we told them before. One of the things we talked about was a bit about search engines, and I really recommend
the meta search.
Yeah, get hold of Paul Gilster's article in last Sunday's News Observer.
Good, that means now I can get it because we get the Sunday paper.
Oh, good. You actually reading these days?
What?
Reading paper? You usually just read screens.
Normally, I just let somebody else read it.
And then tell
them. Is that what you call?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
But, no, he has a very good article on 3 new meta search engines and the whole idea, the whole notion of what it means to search the web. That's real good. We talked about that. And you have on your website, DeltaForce.net, a real nice search engine instruction screen.
Right.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You can't miss.
I know I want. I kept wanting to ask you a question. What? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, that's wrong. You see, you get the wrong. It's
I did not. Go ahead.
Why do you have the time in military time format?
Because I'm used to it like that.
Yeah, but none of the rest of us are.
It doesn't matter. Get used to it. It's not for you. It's for me.
He's got this little Java app that turns, goes around and tells the time and the date and then says, all systems go. Or
absolutely.
And it's in military time. Oh, you're so bad. So you can. There's information on search engines there. That was real good. We talked a bit about the Microsoft case being thrown out of court, or at least part of it, so that makes Bill richer. The news was this week he's $53 billion rich. I mean, it just gets worse and worse.
Peanuts. Oh. Small change.
$53 billion.
Yeah. He could have bought Bay Networks 5 times? 6 times. No, 5 times.
He could have bought it several times. Yeah. Yes. And then we talked about AT&T buying the big cable company. It was TCI?
Telecommunications Inc.
Inc., yeah. Which is like a $500 billion or $400 billion deal.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Lots of money.
Lots of money, yeah.
And in the telecommunication area, the new Time Warner boxes are coming.
You started, and I'm sorry, I didn't let you finish. You said
you usually do that, yes.
Yeah.
You don't
they
like
came and they installed the new box.
Yeah, they got they're in the process. For those of you who don't know, Time Warner, and I'm sure you do because you've seen their trucks all over town, they've been laying fiber optic cable like mad in anticipation of fiber optic.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I did.
What did he say?
He didn't know.
I don't know.
He was a very nice guy. He was like the cable guy.
Yeah.
You know, from Jim Carrey's movie, he was very nice.
He was the cable guy.
He was the cable guy.
Hi.
But he just put in the box. But, yeah, the brand-new boxes are in there, digital. I mean, they've got all the bells and whistles, and they're quite clever.
Okay.
So.
Your calls are coming up next, right here on 850 The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Where are we?
Yes.
I
was waking up.
Our number is 860-050. Pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. In your car? Just do it. Yes, Larry, what?
So John wanted to have a new section of the show called The Movie Reviews, right, John? We're talking about X-Files.
No.
No? I like X-Files.
I didn't. So there you go.
That's a review. That's right.
I don't want you guys to give away to ruin it for other people that would go to see it. That's
but
the
I think
only
what,
thing.
But the X-File fans have already seen it by now.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's the real review is if you're a regular watcher of the viewer of the TV program, you'll like it. Take a chance.
Is there any high-tech stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What? Like, what, is there new computers?
Not really, no.
No, there's new viruses and
people die in really cool ways.
Really cool ways.
Cool or cruel?
Well, there are just a couple of things. If you didn't watch The X-Files, you may have to look at someone for a reference check.
I've been watching the series on TV.
So you'd like it. I mean, it's like a two-hour episode.
Too bad. I spent $7 on it.
Okay.
But wasn't it worth it seeing Scully on the big screen?
No.
No, okay.
Like we said, 2 weeks from today,
yes.
We're going to have the president of the Business Software Alliance.
We're going to talk about software piracy.
Yeah, right. Talking about the bust.
Which our esteemed president should be talking about right now since he is in the land of software piracy.
Oh, he's just having a vacation.
Well, Clinton's over in China, and that's where more than any other country in the world, that's where they pirate software.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I'd like to see him stop.
Software and CDs, and it's a huge business.
Robert, good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
How you doing, Anon?
Fine. Oh, you're using PC Anywhere from anywhere, huh?
Yeah, from my house to my office.
To your car.
To my car, right.
To the radio station.
I'm not quite that tech.
Okay.
But anyway, a question for you. On my office computer, I've got a 56K modem.
Right.
And at home, I've got a 28.8 modem. Now, I'm going to buy a new computer, and I'm going to get it for my home, and it's going to have a 56K modem. Now, will I be able to work faster, or am I limited by the line speed on the telephone line?
Remember one thing. The 56K doesn't work 56K from one machine to another.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It only works 56K from you to an ISP internet service provider that has analog lines.
Okay, so that's...
digital lines.
Okay, so that's not going to speed up my file transfer or anything like that?
No, you're still going to be operating at 33.6.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. If I put in an ISDN line, do I have to get all new modems and everything?
Yeah, there are no modems for ISDN. It's terminal adapters. Larry's here doing the ISDN dance because he just got ISDN a few weeks ago. If you want speed, that's the way to go. Now, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Well, now, let's talk about it. We'll talk about it when you're off the air.
It's very expensive. Remember, here's a guy who's using PC Anywhere. He's going between two different places.
Right.
He's got to have two lines.
And a bunch of terminal adapters.
Yeah, it's unless it's really critical that you have to have the speed, then stay with the 33.6.
Okay, well, listen, I really appreciate the help. Thanks.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Okay.
I like that.
And your calls are coming... What?
The ISDN dance.
Your calls are coming up next. right here on the station that brings you Larry Dancing, 850.
Oh, Bye-bye. God, that's an ugly.
Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. And we have Scott. Good morning, you on 850 The Buzz.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
All right. Yeah, I think you guys were talking a little bit about this earlier, but just to clarify something, you were talking about ADSL.
Right.
And were you given the impression that it was kind of like a I believe it when I see it?
Well, no. When it gets implemented, I know it's out there, but it's not implemented yet, correct?
Right. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess I was kind of under the assumption that you guys, recognized the, like, Bell South was bringing ADSL starting, I believe, next month.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify.
In August. Yeah, in August it's supposed to be bringing it in. But if you went through the registration and everything, which I did.
Right.
They tell you that your phone line may not be able to handle it. So they want to know another phone number and another phone number. And
right.
I've got quite a few of them at home, so I gave it to them. They said, yeah, one of them will work. Second, it depends how far you live from their distribution point. You,
right.
It cannot be 18,000 feet.
Right.
So there are too many things that are working against the consumer. The technology is out there. It's been there for now for about 2 years. It's nothing new. It's now they can implement it. Now, this is only going to work between a customer and BellSouth.net.
Right.
This is not available for other ISPs yet.
Right.
So, and still, we have to wait and see if it happens because they said that they are planning on doing it during August or the end of August. We still have to wait and see if it actually happens. I mean, for all we know, it may just be a way for them to see how many people really want it. Okay, yeah, there's a bunch of people. Let's start working on it. I don't know.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. Also, I just had another question. Are you familiar with cable modem, whether or not that might be another thing that might be coming to this area?
That is definitely another option. That's what Larry was talking about.
Yeah, the issue with it.
There's no issue. It's already working in Durham, so forget about issues. It's working. It's working in many parts of the country, and it does work. I mean, Time Warner did it in Durham.
Right, but it's a party line. I go back to that issue. I mean, whether you
it's a
sustain
party line to a point. I mean, you can look at any internet connection is a party line. I mean, all the people that are coming into the internet center
have to go to the backbone.
Yeah, yeah. So it's.
I think and my only point was that there are more and more options. I know that ISDN works right now, and
right.
I know that I share it with nobody until I get to the backbone.
Right.
So that's why I opted to do it. Plus, I can run it into a LAN and split it in among several workstations at home. So
it all depends what you want. If you need a fast connection in order to run in a small office or whatever, then none of that ADSL or cable modems will work for you because you don't have an IP.
Right.
But if you're going to use it for connectivity, it's fine.
Okay.
And all these are options that are going to come around sooner or later. Right now, they're trying to see who's going to come out there first.
Yeah, but as far as the cable modems, I thought I read a press clipping that Charlotte was also going to be starting. I don't remember the timeline, but
yeah, there's.
I was just wondering if maybe you guys may have heard something about this area as well.
No, I just the Time Warner guy was at my house the other day, and he said they're wired, but I don't know what is going to happen. I mean, they're upgrading the boxes that you have for TV reception, the cable boxes, which also then will be the box for cable modems. So they're getting ready, but I don't know when.
Nothing is going on in our area that we know of.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And what?
I think the point, and he's right, and I just want to go back to this. We are skeptics because we've seen vaporware.
Absolutely. Again and again and again and again.
And ASDL will come. It's just that ISDN is there now.
ADSL.
I keep forgetting. Asynchronous. Digital.
Subscriber
line.
It will come, absolutely. It has to come because there are too many offices and too many users who want faster access, and it will come. And as it matures, it'll be more and more functional.
Right.
But and it will work. And here, I mean, now what's the name? Nortel has their 1 megabit, which is their version of ADSL. There are different ones. There's different standards. Alcatel has one.
And that's another issue. You know, we got to get the standards figured out.
And they will. You know, we started 56K. We had different standards, right? We had US Robotics. We had
K-Flex.
So it's fine. This is how it goes, though. Then you see what works best and which way to go, and everybody agrees
on a standard, just like they have on an operating system, right?
You want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hello to Paul, my wife, and to my lovely daughter, Rebecca, who I'm happy to have home.
Who is back.
She's back. And we're having a good time. So take care, y'all. I love you. And Paula was won an award this week, or a verbal kudo for being the premier child advocate in the state. It's very good.
Go, Paula.
Go, Paula. Now, if Anna can just fix Outlook 98 for her, she'd be very happy.
Oh, jeez. All right, that's it for today. I want to say hi to Kathy and Hannah, who are, I think they're out. thank you for tuning in to 850 The Buzz and to Computers 98. Thank you, John Conrad, for great job of screening and producing the show. As usual, practice safe computing. Back up your hard drive. And don't forget to use a virus scanner and what?
And remember, the truth is out there somewhere.
Absolutely. We'll be back here next Saturday at 8 o'clock. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station that brings you Imus, the sports babe, Solardi, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, Dr. Judy, and more. 850, The Buzz.